This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's a nice historical twist on all those supply chain stories we've been doing for a good couple of months now. Anyway, there is high consumer demand and limited supply. That much you all can probably recite back to me. You have heard it so many times. And you've heard a bit, too, about logistics backlogs, container ships lined up to get into the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. But the latest transportation hub beset by bottlenecks? Chicago. Railroads can't unload all those containers fast enough, so they are starting to stack up. Marketplace's Caroline Chaplin is on the Economic History is Cool desk today.
If you go to the Chicago History Museum, you're going to see a lot of trains.
You know, you really can't talk about Chicago history without talking about trains.
John Russick is the senior vice president of the museum and says ever since Chicago was founded, it's been about transportation, first by water, then by rail. And that makes sense. It pays to be in the middle of the country. These days, all seven of the U.S. Class 1 railroads pass through Chicago.
You might not think of it if you live in New Jersey or you live in California, but if you live in either one of those places, chances are the material that you've gotten has made its way through Chicago by rail.
And when container ships started backing up in L.A., overwhelmed by a surge in demand for goods from Asia, Ari Ash from research company IHS Market was already expecting a ripple of delays.
It was inevitable. There was absolutely no way to see what happened in Los Angeles and Long Beach and not have a situation in Chicago.
The situation is a backlog of containers waiting to get loaded onto trucks in Chicago. Some railroads have had to cut back on shipments to the hub and even pause them. Ian Jeffries, president of the Association of American Railroads, says at this point, with retailers already stocking up on holiday items, his members are expecting the crunch to last.
They expect this level of volume to continue through the end of the year.
If demand stays hot, Ari Ash from IHS Market says shippers may look for another option altogether.
If you don't want to be in Chicago, you go to Memphis.
But Memphis is already backlogged, Ash says, and could quickly get as hectic as Chicago. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.